Ford and McDonald's turn coffee chaff into car parts, by Matthew Humphreys in PC Magazine on December 4th. Ford will convert the coffee chaff into a durable material that's 20% lighter and uses 25% less energy to mold into usable vehicle parts. Our demand for freshly roasted coffee every day produces millions of pounds of coffee chaff, the dried skin that surrounds coffee beans. Rather than treating it as a waste product, McDonald's has teamed up with Ford to turn chaff into car components. Ford discovered that it could use the dried skins to form a composite good enough for headlamp housings, interior vehicle parts, and some under-the-hood components. To achieve this, the chaff is heated to a high temperature under low oxygen while mixing it with plastic and additives. The resulting material is formed into pellets for use in vehicle part production. The pellets can be molded into many different shapes that are strong and durable, but 20% lighter than the equivalent parts produced without coffee chaff. The production of the parts also requires 25% less energy, so Ford is removing a waste product from McDonald's production line and using it to create lighter vehicles while cutting its energy consumption. Debbie Milewski, a Ford senior technical leader, sustainability and emerging materials research team, explained, "McDonald's commitment to innovation was impressive to us and matched our own forward-thinking vision and action for sustainability. This has been a priority for Ford for over 20 years, and this is an example of jump-starting the closed-loop economy, where different industries work together and exchange materials that otherwise would be side or waste products." McDonald's is aiming to source 100% of its packaging from renewable, recycled, or certified sources by 2025 and will continue to work with Ford. Maybe that packaging can also be recycled again to form other car parts?